What's the difference between getting possessed by a ghost and a demon? Is there two different things? Because I
Oh
mean,
yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because there's so many different levels. See now, if you get that text I talked about, the Sharia Gilgum, there's another one I love. It's called Menot Yehuda. It was written by a rabbi in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And he specifically addresses what Dr. Carl Wicklund and many of these other practitioners have discovered. And the Sharia Gilgum addresses this specifically, which means the human aura is like a sieve. When you do drugs and alcohol, you weaken the auric magnetic field and stuff comes in on you. Anger can do that. Also, violence, or even if you have a genetic makeup like that. See, God created time so everything wouldn't happen at once, in my opinion. And the earth is a soul cauldron where souls come here and experience time and space. And karma is really interesting because, us Westerners, we get a little nervous when we hear that word karma, right? And I know I did when I first heard it. But karma is really the thought form elementals that we created not only in this lifetime, but are attached to our soul root. And this is deep stuff. If reincarnation is possible, which I absolutely know it is in my heart, I don't sell that to anybody. But if you look at the evidence, it's look at Monroe. I mean, Monroe was totally scientific, and Edgar Cayce, and so many others that have provided evidence that is overwhelming.